I'm Redbeard, welcoming you back to the world premiere broadcast of Us. It's the brand new CD from Peter Gabriel. Peter and I are in Hollywood tonight. We're joined by an intimate studio audience. They've been great. Super great to see them. Peter Gabriel fans from across North America, and they, of course, along with you, are getting to hear the new album for the very first time. We alluded earlier to something that I know you've been dying to talk about, and here's your big chance. You've had a great relationship with a superb core band of musicians. How long has the relationship been ongoing? How long has this core band been working with you now? And can you give me some of their individual influences or contributions to the new album, Us?
Well, I've been able to work with great musicians really from the word go, but particularly, since I after I left Genesis, which is not to say that I didn't like them as musicians, because I think they were doing some wonderful things, and but just obviously when you're on your own, you get a chance to choosing people and making changes, and sure. It's a bit of mix and match with the songs too as well, but I think I have wonderful advantage of having a really good relationship with the guys that play with me, who are really strong in what they do, and yet I can invite other people in and augment stuff as well. I think some of the bass playing has drawn a lot of attention on this record, and Tony was actually working on the very first record that I did after leaving Genesis, and that was sometime back now. Mm. Of course, neither of us have aged since then.
Not a lick. He's talking about Tony Levin, who is one of the most respected bass player musicians in the world.
Yeah, and he can be, although he was known more for some of his jazz and work, which was sort of quieter work originally with Judy Collins and Paul Simon in this old format. He can become a wild rocker, He takes off his suit and puts on a pair of leather trousers. But he's an extraordinary musician, and he sort of was doing some of this, what we called Indian bass or slightly psychedelic bass playing on a couple of tracks, particularly Secret World and Only Us.
Ah, we'll get the chance to hear Secret World in a little while.
Okay, good. And Manu, I think, is one of the finest drummers in the world, and I was very lucky, because I started working with him on So, and it was just speculative in a way. I hadn't really heard him. I'd never heard him play, and it was just a friend had recommended him.
Really?
Yeah, so I didn't know if it was going to work out.
A very good friend, it turned out to be.
Yeah, it was an excellent recommendation. And he'd only really been known in France before then. But obviously, as soon as he sat down, I knew there was some master drummer there. And David Rhodes was playing guitar originally at art school. And as I said earlier, this was almost a hobby, his music, but he's now, I think, a very serious player, and each record he does, he puts more in. So I had a great core, and David Sanctius, who's been playing with me a lot live, was on the road with Sting during a lot of the making of this record. I mean, Sting and I have ended up getting into some musician swapping parties.
Sounds a little sordid. Yeah.
And suburban life for you. It ended up with me doing a lot more keyboards, which I actually really enjoyed. But David still did a little bit, and I'm sure we'll be steaming when we go out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a wonderful core, and before that I worked with wonderful musicians. So I think I learn a lot too from people I work with, and they all sort of make contributions and get their own style within the larger bracket, which is my music.
Let's turn the corner for just a second to a very important song in the career of Peter Gabriel, and a very important song for the whole field of rock video. This is Shock the Monkey. We're talking with Peter Gabriel. Chuck the Monkey from Peter Gabriel. I'm Red Beard, and Peter Gabriel is with us. We are going to listen to more songs from Us, the world premiere album from Peter Gabriel, and we have a live studio audience with us who've joined us this evening. Peter, the video to Shock the Monkey is one of the landmark works in rock video history. Its impact and influence is felt here 10 years later. You seem very adept at the medium of putting music together with visuals. How did you get this down? Did you take film possibly in art school, or has it just seemed to come naturally? Something that's interesting to you?
I think it's mainly working with the right people, but I do love to get involved with the images, and I take time over it, which I think some musicians don't really like to do. And that, it seems crazy to me, you know, if you spend an enormous amount of time working on the music, that you don't put some effort into the way it's interpreted. But the Shock the Monkey video was an excellent director, Brian Grant, and there were some other good people putting in ideas, Marcelo Anciano. And I think, so it's partly the quality of the people, but for my own part, I've always loved film, and the soundtracks are a great source of pleasure for me to work with great directors. And originally, I had a place at a film school in London, and there was a toss-up when things were going really badly with the group, whether I would take that or music. But I think, you know, music was too far in my blood, so there wasn't an option.
Tell us about what's got to be a bold project that you've started with performance artist Laurie Anderson and your longtime associate Brian Eno. What are the three of you cooking up? And please give us and this sounds fascinating. Start at the beginning.
Well, this is an idea that I was throwing around quite a few years ago, and it is a dream, but it's sort of place which we call an experience park, and the original vision was of some sort of magical garden with a lot of running water and trees, a very calming, meditative environment. And behind the waterfalls would be doorways that perhaps we pictured 12 doorways originally, leading to 12 experiences, which could be paralleled with rides. And in a sense, I think there is something that we would want to take from art gallery, from science museum like Exploratorium, which is a sort of interactive science museum, maybe a shrine or church, and sort of more obvious references in Disneyland and other theme parks. And in a sense, although there are changes being made in that area, I think there's room for a whole new sensibility to come through in a way that independent films function or independent record companies. I think it's now time for an independent theme park.
Writer Timothy White pointed out that you continue to investigate, and I'm going to quote him, the spiritual and therapeutic role that music plays in other cultures. Boy, you certainly have shown that tonight in the things you've said and the music that we've heard from the new album, Us. And you yourself have called it, and this is a quote, communicating relief from psychic pain. And that leads us to the last song on the new album, Us. It's called Secret World. Would you be so kind, by way of introduction, to let us into that secret world? Could you tell us about this song?
Well, I think this is partly a relationship song. I mean, that was the source, and as people live in their private worlds, and sometimes, you know, these overlap to a greater or lesser extent. And in fact, I had a lot of pleasure this time because we sent cassettes of each song out to different artists, and the only brief we gave them, these are visual artists. Was to try and come up with something that relates to Box, partly because the studio is based in this village called Box, and I like art in boxes, And some people interpreted that as egg, different things, but it was very interesting to see what came back. And in fact, Rebecca Horn, who's a German sculptor, came up with an image for this song, Secret World, and it was of these beautiful feathers which actually flap, which are inside a suitcase. And over on the other side of the suitcase, as it were, stuck into the lid, are a pair of binoculars. And I thought that was very good. I didn't talk to her about the song, but there was this beautiful thing flapping in this portable case being taken around the world, being observed at all times.
Secret World. This is Peter Gabriel from the Us world premiere.
I stood in this unsheltered place till I could see the face behind the face. All that I've gone before left no trace. Down by the ruined side in a secret world.
Peter Gabriel letting us into that secret world. Fine. Fine. Fine song. Don't forget that the album Us will be in stores on Tuesday. We're going to be back and wrap things up with the world premiere broadcast of Peter Gabriel's Us.